91X News.
It's 3 degrees with scattered flurries at 4 o'clock. I'm Mark Venema with 91X News. A busy day for local police. The search is on for a man in Quinte West responsible for an armed robbery in broad daylight. The corner store at 195 Dundas Street was entered by an armed man at about 9 o'clock this morning. He demanded money and took off with an unknown amount of cash. The male is described as in between 5'8" to 6'2", a medium build, wearing a beige or light gray jacket and pajama pants. K-9 teams searched the area but were of no help. Meanwhile, in Belleville, police are in search of a man who was suspected in two break-in enters last night. In both cases, the man was scared off by homeowners before he could steal anything. Police searched for the suspect last night, also using a K-9 unit. We're not able to track the man down. Suspect is described as being a white male in his 20s with facial scruff, 5'7", wearing a gray baseball cap, a dark jacket with a maroon hoodie. Two Belleville residents are behind bars after being busted with drugs and cash yesterday. Belleville police and members of Project Long Arm executed the search warrant at a house in West End Belleville. A large amount of morphine worth $50,000 and a large amount of money were seized in the search. 65-year-old Maurice McDonald and 66-year-old Audrey Harvey have been charged with possession for the purpose of trafficking. They're scheduled to appear in court next month. Police in Prince Edward County are hoping the public will help them find a missing teenager. Fernandez Munez Sanawap was last seen at 4 yesterday afternoon in the area of County Road 28. Police say the youth is of First Nation heritage, is unable to communicate effectively. They also say the youth may be headed to the Belleville area. If you have any information on any of these crimes, you're asked to call police or Crime Stoppers. This week's provincial-wide blitz on distracted driving is a wrap. Campaign ended this afternoon. Over 150 tickets were handed out in Hastings and Prince Edward counties, including 129 for driving while texting or using a cell phone. Police say although the campaign is over, they will continue to be vigilant and have zero tolerance on this violation. Live well, eat well, be well. If you're looking to improve the way you live, the Family Wellness Expo could be your ticket to a healthy lifestyle. Opportunities to learn about organic food, weight loss, and stress management are available through speakers, vendors, and live presentations. Organizer Don James, the event manager, says the money goes to a good cause.
We wanted to put on a family wellness event that would be also helping a community cause. So for 2012, we have selected the Sexual Assault Center of Quinte District. So all of the net proceeds from the day will be donated to SACQD.
The event runs from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the Coburg Community Center. That's 91X News to 403. Here's Taylor Rankema with a look at sports.
The Belleville Bulls travel to Oshawa tonight to face the Generals. The last time these teams met on January 4th, the Bulls fell 4-1 on home ice. The Napanee Raiders are back in action tonight as well, looking to hold on to their playoff spot. Right now, the Panthers lead the best-of-five series 2-1. In the NHL, 7 games on tap tonight, including 3 Canadian teams. Montreal faces off with Buffalo, Winnipeg is home to the Bruins, and Edmonton plays Colorado. On the hardwood, Toronto hosts Charlotte in one of 11 games on the schedule. And around the league, New York faces off with New Orleans, Phoenix plays the Lakers, and Miami heads to Cleveland. Fans didn't wait long to snap up tickets for the Blue Jays' home opener. The team launched ticket sales this morning at 10 a.m., and the opening game at Rogers Centre was sold out about an hour later. The Blue Jays will kick off their home schedule April 9th against the Boston Red Sox. And Gary Carter was known as much for his effervescent personality as his talents. He earned his nickname the Kid as an eager teen in his first major league camp, and the label stuck for the rest of his career. Carter was the first player to be enshrined in the Hall of Fame wearing a Montreal Expos cap. He passed away at age 57. The 11-time All-Star catcher was diagnosed with a malignant brain tumor last May. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Mark Venema with 91x weather.
A few flurries ending late this afternoon, then cloudy. A high of +4. Clearing this evening, though, dipping down to a low of -4. Mainly cloudy tomorrow. Snow beginning early in the morning and ending early in the evening, about 2 to 4 centimeters. A high of +1. And sunny on Sunday, the high 0. Right now, it is 3. I'm Mark Venema with Taylor Rankema. 91X News is on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5.
This is 91X. CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.